But first of all, let's return to the very, very happy, joyful reason why we're here today, broadcasting from the Kerry Sports Academy at the Munster Technological University. We have here Professor Maggie Cusack, MTU's inaugural president, who's here for today's conference of over 1,100, is that right?
Yes, Tressa, it's lovely to be here this morning, and thank you very much for that fabulous introduction to our conferring day. It absolutely is a red letter day. We have more than 1,100 graduates who will be receiving their parchments today, and I would like to say a huge congratulations to them all, to the graduates themselves, and also to their families and friends who are here to support them, and those who are in absentia. As you said, everyone's worked really hard to get to today, and it's really important that we have the opportunity to celebrate with them. I'd also say thank you to our staff, because as you said, the hall looks absolutely amazing and a huge amount of work has gone in there. The hall was recently named after Micheál Murahartig, the late Micheál Murahartig, and it's really fabulous that he's recognised there and remembered. And we had a really lovely event with his family back in February when we named the hall there. He was really fundamentally important in his work through the IT Relief Foundation for the actual KSA coming into being. So lots of reasons to celebrate today. We mentioned a number of graduates. And we have graduates representing 53 different nationalities, which is really important. MTU is a university for everyone, and EDI is really important to us to make sure that everyone feels safe to be the very best version of
equality,
themselves.
Diversity, and
equality
inclusion
is really important, and globalisation is really important to us. So I think the fact that we have graduates from 53 nationalities really speaks to how MTU has that global attraction, which is really important for us, and also that we offer our students and our staff opportunities to experience and work and study in other countries. So lots of reasons to celebrate. It's not a sunny day, the weather isn't in our favour, but despite that, I think the sun is shining and we'll have a fantastic positive day in Tralee North Campus.
And I mentioned at the start, Maggie, that I think it was the fact that earlier this summer, I think back around June now, there were signs erected on the approaches to Tralee saying that Tralee is a university town. And I know people have known for a long time that MTU obviously is a university, a technological university, but to actually see those signs I think really brought home the fact that Tralee is a university town.
And that's fantastic. It's a huge sense of pride, isn't there, to have the road signage, as you say, declaring Tralee as a university town. And this will be the first conferring ceremonies when all of our guests arriving will see those signs by whichever, you know, access route they approach the campus. So that's fantastic. And if I could once again express my thanks to Kerry County Council and to staff at MTU who were responsible for making sure that the signage was put in place. It's lovely to have, and it's just another symbol. And, you know, we see construction on our campus. We have the Ancoon building, and I know that the Deans of Faculty will be on air later speaking about it, but it's another positive sign for all of the great things that are happening as a university town.
Yes, we'll be talking about the new STEM building shortly with the Deans of Engineering and Science and Informatics. There's also been some developments recently announced about MTU that there's the university, the MTU, the Technological University, you have announced a new university executive and five new faculties. What does all that mean?
Yeah, this is really important for MTU in our transition and transformation to have all of our structures put in place. So with the executive, we have a chief corporate officer, we have five vice presidents, and we have five faculty deans, and you mentioned the five faculties. So this means that we're aligning all of the academic endeavour across the entire university. So the five faculties then are multi-campus, and the deans then have multi-campus roles. That means we can bring together all the different activities on the various campuses. We have six campuses altogether to real full synergistic benefit, to really realise the benefits for our students and staff across MTU. So really great to have those structures in place and to be able to work on there.
And what does that mean then for someone in Leaving Cert who's considering about where to study next year? How does that make the MTU more attractive to potential students?
Yeah, so we look all the time to make sure that the offerings that we have are really fit for purpose, and we work really closely with employers. In fact, at every stage of the development of our modules and programmes and overall degrees, we have external input and advisory coming in there. So that's really important in terms of what we offer to prospective students, in terms of making sure that the subject-specific skills are absolutely what employers require, but also the transferable skills. And the employers come back to us with incredible feedback about the fact that our graduates from MTU are work ready. When they hire them, they're ready to go. And there's fantastic statistics on employability in terms of our students, our undergraduates tend to do work placements, and more than one in five have a job lined up just on the basis of the work placement alone. So that's that. You can work out the numbers in conferring today. So it's really important for employability, and for us working together across the campuses, we can only enhance that really.
What's your message directly to graduates today? I know, obviously, you'll be giving that in the address, but yeah, we'd love to get a sneak preview on Kerry today. To anyone graduating today, what would you say to them? It's obviously a new chapter in their life, yeah. Exciting, but I'm sure they're a bit nervous as well, because in many ways we live in an uncertain world, and there's a lot of turmoil globally at the moment.
First thing I would say to them is, today, this is your day, and to really enjoy the day. You've worked really hard to get here. You've gone through all the ups and downs. You've made it. So enjoy the celebration. I think that's really important, that they take the moment to really savour and think about what they have achieved. And you're right, it's an uncertain world and there's all sorts of challenges there. But I would really say to our graduates to have confidence in themselves, to have confidence in the skills and the professionalism that they have acquired during their studies, and also to have real confidence and faith in the transferable skills that they have. There's some aspects of the work they've done during their studies which may have been really challenging when they're working in teams, etc. But actually, those exercises have provided you with the skills that you require when you're out there in the workplace. You're resilient, you're able to, you know, communicate and work in a team, and to really be aware of that broad spectrum of skills that they have. But for today, today's one of celebration and one of enjoyment, but they are really well equipped to step into the future.
And finally, if I could just come back, your mention of MTU's support for equality, diversity, inclusion, EDI, it's taken a lot of hit, and you see the pushback from the United States and other places. What would you say to someone who said, who'd be suspicious of globalisation, who would be suspicious of that school of thought has very much come to the fore in recent years, who is, I suppose, saying, look, you know, people should stay where they are, and this is all very well, but people just it's better when people just stay in their own community, in their own countries, and EDI and notions like that, they're notions of the late 20th century. They've had their day. There are new realities now.
So we're a university, and I think that the name itself tells you where the heads men should be. Universal approach to everything that we do. So that global aspect is fundamentally important. The diversity of humanity is fundamentally important to MTU, to make sure that we can welcome the full diversity, because diversity begets stability. And that's a really important message that people should understand. MTU's doors are open, and we are welcome to the full diversity of humanity. Another great news story today is we have two honorary doctorates today. One this morning, David Donoghue, and he's a distinguished former Irish diplomat. And we think about some of the things that he achieved in his career. He was a member of the Irish government team in the negotiations leading to the Good Friday Agreement. He co-chaired major UN negotiation processes, including the creation of the Sustainable Development Goals, and I raised that in a direct link to your question about EDI. So we have our flags flying today for conferring. We have our national flag, we have the MTU flag, and we have the UN Sustainable Development Goals flag flying specifically to signal that we are striving all the time to do the best we possibly can. So David will receive his honorary doctorate this morning, and in the afternoon Stan McCarthy will receive an honorary doctorate.
Former head of Kerry Group.
He was former head of Kerry Group. He's currently non-executive chair of Ryanair, and as head of Kerry Group he led them for 10 years and really transformed them into a global business. So he's born in Kerry and maintains really strong links with the region. And again, he was a member of IT Tralee Foundation, advocated for the development of the Kerry Sports Academy. So there's lots of reasons to celebrate today, and we're absolutely delighted and honoured to be awarding those two honorary doctorates.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I know you have a very happy but busy day ahead. We are, of course, marking a marvellous day for Kerry and over 1,100 graduates who, as it is conferring day at MTU Kerry campus. We're talking more about developments at MTU and exciting prospects and the possibilities that are here. I'm joined here by Sean McSweeney, who's Dean of Engineering, and Brendan O'Connell, who is the Dean of Science and Informatics, and they're discussing the new STEM building here at MTU. I'll start with you first, Sean. Welcome, and Brendan too. Sean, first of all, tell us about, from an engineering perspective, and tell us, for someone like me now who wouldn't be on best terms or knowledge of STEM, the importance of the new STEM building and why this is a game changer, not just for the university, but for Kerry and for arguably a large part of the Munster region.
Yeah, indeed. I'm delighted to be here. It really is a transformational building. So if we look at the engineering faculty, and we look at, because we share the building between science and informatics and engineering, we have two state-of-the-art agri halls. We have state-of-the-art metrology labs. So we have all
metrology. What's metrology?
Okay, so we're looking at materials science and materials capabilities. So we now have capabilities that we wouldn't have had specifically in MTU broadly or in MTU Kerry only before this building. Okay. We also have state-of-the-art facilities in terms of materials processing, specifically wood, actually. And it allows us really to take our educational that we deliver in engineering to an entirely new level that we couldn't previously have done. So all of these facilities and classrooms really change the nature of what we can deliver and how we can transform the faculty into the future.
And I think, for example, with wood, I'm just thinking that the possibilities of harnessing something that's a lot more environmentally friendly than fossil fuels, that there's great potential then to make a contribution to confronting climate change.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, there's a very significant sustainability dimension to what we can do now, okay, and what's possible. And really importantly, a significant and often overlooked component of this is the apprenticeship provisioning that we offer within MTU Kerry specifically, and on carpentry and joinery, it's the largest in the country. So we train more carpenters than anybody else in the country, so we really have the opportunity here to affect change that really touches all the buildings and all of the activities that we might have around the country.
And at this stage, we'll bring in Brendan O'Connell, who is the Dean of Science and Information. And from your perspective then, I think Sean has outlined very much the importance and how innovative the opportunities that are being developed because of this new STEM building here at MTU Kerry campus. Tell us from your side of things, science and informatics.
Yeah, good morning, Trasa, and delighted to join the show this morning on such a special day for MTU. And again, yeah, this is a game changer. It's transformational, the An Cuan building. It's a state-of-the-art, purpose-built STEM facility. And it allows us to expand the MTU offerings in the area of science and informatics. So in terms of the details of the building for yourself and your listeners, we have six chemistry labs, which include a dedicated instrumentation suite. We have 6 biology labs, and again, including a dedicated cell culture facility. We have a veterinary nursing skills studio, a pharmacy technician dispensing unit, and teaching and learning spaces for over 1,000 students and 70 staff. So dedicated facilities, purpose-built, and this is transformational in allowing us to expand our offerings here in the Kerry campus.
And do you think the students, they must be enthused by that, I suppose, sense of the importance of having the STEM building and all that it offers?
Absolutely. And it's a game changer in terms of the culture. You know, the students and staff are absolutely delighted to be transitioning from the South Campus to the North Campus. You know, that transition brings them here with the community in the other faculties as well, in the other discipline areas, promoting interdisciplinary and cross-disciplinary collaboration. So it's outstanding for the students. It's a brand new spanking building, so yeah, it's brilliant, and it really does add to the culture.
And even 15 years ago, one might have thought, or 20 years ago certainly, that one would have thought a building like that with all its resources and all its capabilities, you would only find it in a large urban area, Dublin, maybe at best Cork or Galway or Limerick.
Yeah, so I suppose that's the value of the technological universities and the investment that comes with same. And, you know, we also have the TSAF and the TU Rise funding to promote our programme delivery, but also to build on our research and innovation dimension. So they're critically important in the years ahead.
We'll return there for the final word to Sean McSweeney, Dean of Engineering. Sean, you wanted to add something there to what Brendan was saying, Brendan O'Connell, the Dean of Science and Informatics, was saying there about this MTU STEM building?
Yes, so the important piece here is that we're in the process of a transformation. So it's wonderful to see Stan McCarthy honoured today. So we're sitting in the building that he was part of making happen. We have...
Who's on the board of Ryanair and formerly head of Kerry Group and very proud Kerry man, yes.
Yeah, very proud Kerry man. We have our new An Cuam building, which we're delighted with. And we also have, outline approval for the business case from the Technological Sector Strategic Projects Fund, TSSPF, for the Learner Centre on Kerry North as well. So this is a transformation process. So there's more to come.
Can you say briefly just a bit more about the Learner Centre and what it'll entail and just the timeline as to if all goes to plan, it could open?
Okay. Yeah. So we're at the early stages of this. So this is the outline stage. But this will allow us to continue the transformation of the Kerry North campus. It will allow us to provision additional resources for our students and for our staff within the campus, and it will allow us also to expand the potential number of offerings that we can provision.
That's great. Look, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And Brendan, do you want to say something? Do you want to add something there briefly at the end? Or I think you've both covered it very well. And again, I can see the enthusiasm, and there's a great... I think it's actually even starting to clear up outside. It's a great day, isn't it, when you have over 1,100 people who have studied and sacrificed for years, and it's their day, their conferring day.
Absolutely, Shasa. Thank you.
Thank you very much. By Sean McSweeney, Dean of Engineering, and Brendan O'Connell, the Dean of Science and Informatics at MTU. Of course, we're here this morning marking the fact of MTU conferring day, a glorious day for over 1,100 graduates, their families, and indeed for the university. And of course, we are here today broadcasting a very special Kerry Today show from the Kerry Sports Academy of Munster Technological University to mark MTU conferring day, a great day of celebration for graduates, their families, and indeed for Kerry and Tralee, because it's absolute proof positive that our county town is also a university town. And we're broadcasting here from the Kerry Sports Academy, and we've had a marvellous time here, treated so well by everyone. And again, wishing the graduates a wonderful, wonderful, special day. Now, staying on developments at MTU, the Kerry campus at MTU as well, some over 1,100 people are graduating today. their conferring day is a very special day, it goes without saying, for them. But their relationship with MTU Kerry doesn't need to end after that. I'm delighted to say we're joined here in the Sports Academy, Kerry Sports Academy, by Lisa Doyle, who's with the Alumni Office at MTU. Good morning, Lisa, and thank you so much for joining us today. It's great to talk to you. Lisa, can you tell us, first of all, Alumni Office, obviously it's there for people who've graduated, who've spent their years doing their degrees or masters or postgraduate courses here at MTU, and stay, and it's a way of staying for them to stay in contact with the university, but also I imagine with any sort of supports they can still get from the university, and advice and support from colleagues, people who've also graduated from MTU Kerry.
Good morning, Teresa. Thanks for having me. The alumni here at MTU do benefit from the Alumni Office. We count alumni as all past students and staff at the university, including from our legacy institutions. So in Kerry particularly, that would be the Regional Technical College and IT Tralee. We really welcome anybody getting in touch. The role that we have as an alumni office is to sort of build and strengthen that alumni engagement with the university, but also with each other, so that our alumni can reach out to each other and support each other. We often support reunions, and another side of another string to our bow, as it were, is that we have a joint mentorship program where we invite past alumni back to support current students. So it's a really successful program. We find that both the students and the alumni do get something from that relationship. In terms of supports as well, there is continued library access to the university throughout for lifetime access, and also very important, I think, is the early stage career support that we are able to provide to our alumni. I think this today is a really exciting time for today's graduates, but it can also feel pretty daunting. You're leaving behind the comfort and the structure of the university. And that's why we like to remind students that we're here, you're still a member of that wider community, and you still have that supporting network.
And what advice then would you give to the 1,100 odd who are graduating today from the Alumni Office?
I'm going to use a phrase that they'll be seeing around the university today on all posters and promotional material everywhere. It's stay connected, absolutely stay connected to each other. To your lecturers and to the other support staff that are here at the university, and to the place here. There's very specific memory connections that people hold regarding like the place where they went to university. And I think that's especially important here today in Tralee. Our campus has changed so much. And when we do have alumni return to us who might not have seen the campus for a number of years, they look around and it's they can really see the development of the university, and they feel really proud of that as well.
And finally, Lisa, people are casting their votes today in the presidential election. Do you have some good news for MTU graduates in terms of the Shannon elections?
I do indeed, yeah. So since April, actually earlier this year, new legislation was introduced, and it means that eligible graduates of MTU can now register to vote in the Shannon elections. And that's part of a new six-seat higher education constituency. I should clarify that. So universities have always been represented in the Shannon, but it's just altered somewhat. So basically it means that it's not just MTU, all the newly formed technological universities can now register, graduates of those universities can register to vote. And that again includes graduates of the legacy institutions. So I'll be quite specific for MTU. That's anybody who's graduated from MTU, the Institute of Technology Tralee, the Regional Technical College in Tralee, and then also obviously all the Cork bodies. So Cork Institute of Technology, the Cork Regional Technical College, Cork School of Music, Crawford College of Art and Design, the Crawford Institute, the National Maritime College of Ireland, and also the RTC in Cork. So anybody from there is now eligible to register to vote. And they've got until the 26th of February to do so.
That's great to hear. And finally, if people want to, graduates want to, alumni, past alumni want to contact the alumni office, is it best to go through the MTU website or what's the best way to contact you?
Absolutely, yeah. We have our own page on the website there. So they can go to www.mtu.ie/alumni.
Thank you, Lisa. So lovely to talk to you. Lisa Doyle from the alumni office at MTU.
Thank you, Teresa.